Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Good morning. Welcome. Happy Friday. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. 7:22. Time for What's Bugging You? A chance for you to call in, air it out, get it off your chest. Brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. 877-975-9825. Call in now. Don't be shy. Good morning, Jake. What's bugging you?
Yeah, so I live in Alachua County, and the thing that's bothered me is how some of the city commissioners want to take the mugshots off of the internet because it offends the person who was arrested or whatever the case is. It's just stupid, in my opinion. That's what's bugging me.
Okay. All right. That's the county commissioners. He did say Alachua County, but then he said city commissioners. Now, they sent a letter to the sheriff, and he responded saying, well, he believes in transparency. He didn't say he wasn't going to change it or address it, but it does sound like it's probably going to continue on. It's been, I guess, slightly controversial.
Right.
If you're wrongly accused, that can impact your life moving forward for sure.
Right. But it does seem like from info that we got that the ones that actually get published, they're all a public record. But the ones that actually kind of get put out maybe on social media, there's a track record of crime with these people. It is serious stuff. It's not the, if that makes a difference for you, but yeah.
Well, and it is up to people to understand that just because you're arrested doesn't mean you committed the crime. That's what our whole system of jurisprudence is all about. So, yeah, little education there might help. Kefir Carroll, good morning. What's bugging you?
Hey, good morning. What's bugging me is that women seem to be overrepresented in these anti-ICE protesters, and also the women are often the ones pushing for migration and refugee and all this, and like welcoming Muslim migration even into Europe also and here. And yet women are often the victims of these very same people that they're pushing to have brought into this country and defending illegal criminals. And women, like I say, are often the victims of these people. So
yeah, it is.
Point.
No,
yep.
That is a great point. And yet, yeah, here are women out there being supportive of these other ideologies that that don't respect women.
But as we've talked, just like in the college arena, it's the young women and the women they go for to be indoctrinated because they're more compassionate and they have feelings, and don't you care for these people, and is it fair what happens to them? They know how to tap into that.
Yeah, sadly. Apparently so. They do have the formula. Good morning, Denny. What's bugging you?
Hey, good morning. I might be showing my age here, but remember long ago, back when there's only three networks and most of your news came from either Walter Cronkite or the Huntley Brinkley Report, and you never knew what their political values were or anything like that. And now with all this news media out there, internet and everything, and it's more propaganda than it is news, I think the FCC might need to put them all on notice.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. It was difficult to ascertain, you know, what political parties they may or may not have been from or who they represented, because they did what news used to deliver: who, what, where, when, why. And give the presentation from that standpoint. And yeah, of course, journalism has gotten a long way away from that. And 90% of journalists are left of center. That's been established for some time now. So yeah, clearly a bias there. But at least there's more outlets, so you have greater choices than we used to, for sure. Good morning, Jen. What's bugging you?
Good morning. I read an article and it was speaking about some high person in Austria, like the prime minister or something like that, that said, you know, if we can't stop making fun of burkas or whatever, maybe we should have all women wear them. and about young women in colleges with feelings. I don't think it's feelings and emotions. I think it's lack of intelligence. Just because you're in school doesn't mean you should be in school. If you don't have the intellect, get the heck out. Have a good day.
Well, plenty of them have some level of intellectual capacity, but it's being misused and manipulated, in my opinion. Good morning, Lisa. What's bugging you?
Good morning. What's bugging me is some drivers. It's just a friendly reminder that when you pass a car, make sure you're really past them before you move back over in the lane. I've been almost clipped twice recently, and way back in the Stone Age when we learned to drive, we were taught, wait till you see them in your rearview mirror before you move back over. It might still be a good rule to follow. That's all. Have a good day.
Hey, you have a great day. Good point.
Smart.
Good morning, Mark. What's bugging you?
Hey, Bob, what's bugging me is, congratulations on the radio fix, but what's bugging me is how 17 turncoat Republicans in the House of Representatives voted to extend the enhanced subsidies on Obamacare for the next 3 years. If Obamacare cannot stand alone on its own without subsidies, it should not exist. It's a dishonest program, and it's just really bad. I hope it dies in the Senate.
It most likely will. That's my understanding. 728 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Federal prosecutors launching a new investigation into New York Attorney General Letitia James. We'll have details on that coming up. News Talk 97.3 The Sky.